Welcome back to another postcast episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III, we got some light up in here recording this postcast episode on this Thursday morning edition of the podcast. Well, this will come out later on today, December 19th, 2024, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Well, that's football all the way to come up in January. Men's, women's, indoor track season will be upon us here before we all know it. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen this evening, which this will come out this evening here on the Purple Project Podcast feed. If your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much. And if you want to stay up to date with the latest on all things K-State sports, that's the tagline here for this particular podcast, all things K-State sports, whether it's volleyball, golf, tennis, all that. One-stop shop for K-State sports. Make sure you do like, subscribe, and make sure you hit that alarm bell every time I have a chance to record K-State content. I'm going to get into it right now. Postcast last night, another easy win for the K-State women's volleyball team. 13th ranked in the country. Still, I'm still on the other side of getting ahead code last week, so I apologize. But Been feeling better. Still dealing with all the aftermath, all that other stuff. But aftermath, Aoka Lee, Serena Sundell take care of New Mexico State. And Bram Lynch, another pounding of the opposing opponent. 83-39 last night in Bram Lynch Coliseum. And the win streak since the Duke loss, now at 7 games. That is a team best to this point. Obviously, there as well. Aoka Lee put down her 63rd career double-double since starting here at K-State, in her K-State career, tying in this name. Y'all all should know this name. I wrote it down here. Brittany Griner for third on the Big 12 career double-double list there. Brittany Griner, obviously, a Baylor legend herself. But we're talking about Aoka Lee, more of a K-State legend here. 34 points on a night, 14 of 18 shooting, 11 rebounds, 3 blocks in a steal, play 26 minutes of action there, 34 points. You would think, we've seen it already this year. Jet Mini kind of hold Aoka Lee back, trying to save her for, obviously, down the road, because Big 12 is right around the corner here for both women's and men's basketball teams. So Aoka Lee goes off last night in this game. Serena Sundell, the 1-2 punch, 18 points last night. Perfect from the foul line, 5 of 5, 6 of 9 from the field. The rest of her line, 6 assists, 2 rebounds, a steal and a block there as well. And another number. And these are probably just to keep on stacking up here, because obviously, if K-State women's basketball is going to go where they want to go this year and contend for a possible conference title and maybe more, and possibly more than that, they need these two on the top of their games for sure. 41st time that the combination of Lee and Sundell have reached double figures in the same game. They play a lot of basketball together. We have seen it. Again, I started this podcast right when Aoka Lee and Serena Sundell started, and you could throw in the Glenn twins in there as well. I know Briley was alerted to me that she is redshirting for the year, but her twin sister Jalen's playing out there as well. So they played a lot of basketball together, and that's that experience that you want. It's kind of what college athletics is missing in general, really. Recruit, whether it's women's basketball, men's basketball, football, whatever that is, with the stupid old transfer portal stuff. Well, no, you don't see that anymore. And this is a rarity in K-State women's basketball. They have, and I have said this on multiple occasions, really, since this summer. right. You have an opportunity. I mean, you've seen the growth from freshman all the way to senior. You have a chance to capitalize on something. So, again, K-State doing what they've been doing all year long is pounding teams like they should. They struggled against Middle Tennessee in St. Joe last weekend, and they came out and put it on New Mexico State. Eddie Greer, the third Pearl Project Podcast. K-State wins basketball easily over New Mexico State, 83-39. last night in Bramlage Coliseum there. Let's see. I'm going to pull the rest. I'm going to go ahead and tab in the rest of this box score here. K-State led in the first quarter after first quarter, 19-7. And then another 19 on the board for K-State in the second. Case, the big one, the third quarter. Really, probably say the first quarter, too. But the big nail in the coffin, K-State 28, New Mexico State 7. And they, too, put 7 on a couple occasions, but that's not going to win you basketball games for them. K-State 17-10 in the fourth quarter there as well. Others in the mix, and I'm actually going to go opposite here. Second chance points, 10 for Kansas State. For the ladies, 54 points in the paint. We just mentioned Ayoka Lee had pretty much just about over half of that. 34 points to 54 total points in the paint. Fast break, 0.6. Points off turnovers, 24. And the bench was really quiet in this one. But luckily, you have your A and B, your main players do their thing last night. Only 11 bench points last night there as well. K-State shot 59% from the field, 25% from three, and from the free throw line, 83% last night there as well. Others here, Jalen Glenn, I mentioned her earlier in this episode, only 9 points last night of 4-11 from shooting, 38 minutes of action, 1-5 from three. Point Dexter, Tamir Point Dexter last night, 35 minutes of action. She and Glenn tagged in 9 points of the night. Zayna Walker, only 2 points last night. Ooh, so look, again, you're going to need your third, whoever that is, whether that's Ayoka Lee's going to get hers. That's just banked. That's 99.9%. Ayoka Lee's going to get hers. That's banked. Serena Sundell going to come with it as well. You're going to need a third score in there, and K-State's known for having that player step up when the time comes. So whether that is Zayna Walker, a Point Dexter, a Jalen Glenn, or even a bench player like a Taryn Size last night. Taryn Size, speaking of Hurts, play night 29 minutes off the bench, only 5 points. Maulpin, Eliza Maulpin for Kennedy Taylor, had 2 points on that as well. And that covers it. So that's an 8 lady rotation. Jeremy's been going to that a lot. And I know, obviously, a name that's left off here that we haven't said in a while, Gisela Sanchez. I don't know. Again, we're way out here in Casey, Missouri. So I don't know what's going on with her. She's played the first couple of games, but since then, haven't heard a peep. Whether she's injured or not, I don't know. She's in the photos. It's just fine. So I have no idea what's going on there. But it's not like you can need her on the floor anyways. But just wondering, you know, start out the season. She played a lot last year. Obviously, was a key player for K-State. But this year, I don't know. So I have to find out more on that, obviously. Obviously, you have other K-State media that are much more closer to the team. So just wondering about that. But anyways, yeah. Ayoka Lee, though, the dominant player that she is, one of the best bigs, obviously, in the country, take care of business last night. 83-39 over New Mexico State last night. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Do I have anything on Jeff Mitty here before I do? So, let's see here. Yeah, so we're gonna stay on Ayoka Lee. Big night last night from Jeff Mitty last night to close out this postcast. Quote, we didn't have Imani tonight, so we were a little short on the bench. We got to be ready for that, but it wasn't a stated goal coming in. I did feel like it was good to get here some extended minutes. Certainly without Lester, you have to be ready to be after those extra minutes. End quote. I'm summarizing there as well. So, yeah, so I was wondering about that. So, yeah, but it's nice, though. Because Ayoka Lee, she hasn't really played. I mean, she played, but she's not, like, playing 30-plus minutes a night. You know what I mean? So, but it was nice to see her get extra time before conference play rolls around as well. So, obviously, like, I include that in. Like, I figure, you know, this coaching staff trying to save her for conference play. You need her for conference play, obviously, healthy. We don't need to go back to last year when everything just kind of fell apart for this team in the second half of conference play there. And remember, this team was picked first to win the conference this year. So obviously, yeah, I said an 8-lady rotation. Yeah, depth, little short. So no Lester. And again, I just mentioned no Sanchez really since game 2 or 3 of the year. So we'll have to see. I'm not obviously close to the team, but again, we cover all things K-State sports. That's what we do here. So all we can do is speculate, but I'm pretty sure Jeff Mitty has something to do with that, obviously. So, but anyways, yeah, Aoka Lee, though, running away. The 1-2 punch of Lee and Sundell lead the Cats last night in Bramlage with an easy 83-39 win last night over New Mexico State. And next up for the Cats, here, let me see if I can. Yes, so let's see. Yeah, so actually, speaking of which here, yeah, I thought they had one more game. So last night was it for non-con for the ladies here. So both the men and women have something in common. They play Cincinnati to open up their respective Big 12 conference schedule. And the ladies are going to start it off on Sunday. Conference play, arise for the K-State ladies basketball team as they will be at home back in Bramlage on Sunday afternoon against Cincinnati. Tip off a little bit at 1. So it probably was big. So it probably was big to have Aoka play a lot and get her warmed up for conference play, because it starts Sunday against Cincinnati. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found Freedom Bubble daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. Don't forget our Podbean app. Download the Podbean app right now if you don't have it. That's where I have extra bonus coverage of the Pearl Project Podcast with myself and Alex Aiden, 50-50. And we're right going on over there tonight to talk, to load another episode there with Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Kansas State Ladies Basketball, 83, 13th ranked in the country. You say 12th in the coaches poll. New Mexico State, 39. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.